Five Migrant Sex Offenders Caught in Texas Border Sector in 2 Weeks. By Randy Clark on January 11, 2023. Eagle Pass, Texas, despite a recent slowdown in migrant crossings in the Del Rio sector. Five convicted sex offenders were arrested trying to elude detection over a recent 14-day period. During the last week of December, Border Patrol agents in Del Rio arrested Mario Alberto Garcia Mejia, a Guatemalan national allegedly attempting to sneak through a highway immigration checkpoint. Interviewing agents discovered 28-year-old Garcia Mejia had two previous felony convictions: sexual abuse of a minor in 2021. Just before New Year's Day, agents in Brackettville arrested Clever Yungapondo, a 43-year-old Ecuadorian with three other migrants walking through a private ranch. A check of the criminal database revealed Yungapondo to be a previously convicted sex offender. Yungapondo was convicted of sexual abuse with a person under 11 years old and acting in manner to injure a child under 17 years old in New York in 2021. During the first week of January, agents arrested an additional three migrants also previously convicted of sex offenses in the United States. On January 2, agents discovered six migrants aboard a northbound freight train in Spofford, Texas. Among the group was Juan Zerita Castillo. The 45-year-old from Mexico was discovered to have been convicted in 2003 of indecency with a child in San Antonio. On January 5, agents in Eagle Pass arrested 27-year-old Daniel Barrientos Salazar of Mexico. Agents soon discovered he had two felony convictions in Dallas for indecency with a child and failure to register as a sex offender. On the same day, Brackettville agents arrested six migrants attempting to avoid detection on a ranch. Within the group was Ricardo Nino Espinoza, a 43-year-old Mexican national. Agents discovered he had been previously convicted of sexual assault in 2011 in Austin, Texas. The criminal penalties for convicted felons returning to the United States are significant. According to CBP, each of the migrants arrested during this period are amenable to a felony charge under Title 8 U.S.C. Section 1326, Reentry After Deportation. If convicted, they could face a maximum sentence of up to 20 years in prison. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Prior to his retirement, he served as the division chief for law enforcement operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on Twitter at Randy Clark.